Lawyers for two defunct virtual charter schools that allegedly misused state money went to court Wednesday. From Indiana Public Broadcasting, Dylan Pierce McCoy reports the attorney general has sued over two dozen individuals and businesses with ties to the schools.
A state investigation found that Indiana Virtual School and its sister school reported thousands more students as enrolled than actually attended classes. The schools got state funds to teach those phantom students. Now, Indiana wants to recoup more than $150 million from people and companies allegedly involved in the scheme. Heather Crockett is a lawyer with the Attorney General's office.
The number of eligible students was inflated by over 4,700 students.
But several of the individuals and companies that the state sued asked the court to dismiss the claims against them. They argue the Attorney General's claims are not specific enough and that they should not be held liable as individuals. The Hamilton County Superior Court will decide in the coming weeks whether the case may go forward. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Dylan Pierce McCoy.